Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by for news. So, have you studied it yet, the Bible? What did you get out of the Word today? Do you know the experts say throughout our lives we only use a fraction of our thinking ability? We could, without any difficulty whatsoever, learn 40 languages. What? Memorize a set of encyclopedias from A to Z and complete the required courses of dozens of colleges. You know, if that's true, why don't most people learn more and accomplish more in their life? One obvious but painful reason is that they don't believe they are worth that much time and effort. That's why low self-esteem dictates so much of today. We don't have to go there. However, I believe the major reason that they don't learn and accomplish more in their life is they're just too lazy to make the effort. And boy, that's something to pray about. People have an aversion of doing more than is absolutely necessary to get by in this old world. And my friend, when we go back to Bible study, the only way that you can obtain knowledge is through study. Study for more people is like paying taxes or going to the dentist. But my friend, it's life itself. God gave you His Word for a reason. Make sure that you're not shortchanging yourself and God by neglecting study. It took years, millions of dollars. You probably knew already. Special Counsel John Durham released the final version of his report to Congress on Monday, and he condemned the FBI, they've been getting a lot of that lately, for opening up the investigation into the Russian collusion without any evidence. Durham was tasked with investigating the origins of that probe and the allegations of collusion between Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and the Russian government. His 300-page report found that the FBI inappropriately sought the investigation dubbed Crossfire Hurricane. Durham said the FBI utilized raw, unanalyzed, and uncorroborated intelligence to open that investigation into Trump's campaign, but did not follow the same standard when approaching alleged election interference in relation to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. Durham also found that the FBI did not and could not corroborate any of the substantive allegations made in the infamous Steele dossier of lurid accusations against then-candidate Donald Trump. This is the new America you and I are living in. Which way do we turn? Who do we look to for truth? Gee whiz, Charlie Brown. Now, this is bizarre, but we're getting used to bizarre, aren't we? The IRS fired the entire group of investigators looking into Hunter Biden, and a whistleblower included in the group accused the Biden administration of retaliating against his revelations. In April, the whistleblower came forward to accuse Biden's administration of improperly obstructing the investigation into the president's son, the fake president's son. A letter from attorney Mark Little to members of Congress claimed that the whistleblower could provide disclosures proving various improper decisions made by the Biden administration. Well, they've been making improper decisions about everything since they moved into the White House. Political considerations were having an impact on the decision for agents to make investigative steps in the case, and those political considerations are not normally a part of a career investigator's toolkit. According to the New York Post, the IRS responded by firing the entire group that included the whistleblower yesterday. Today, the Internal Revenue Service's criminal supervisory special agent we represent was informed that he and his entire team removed from that ongoing and very sensitive investigation into the high-profile, controversial subject about which our client sought to make whistleblower disclosures to the U.S. Congress. Yeah, it's a mess. The Bidens, they're all crooks. Sure they are. How about this? White House Secretary, Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre refused to answer any questions about bank records showing millions of dollars going from a Chinese energy company into the Biden family coffers. Fox News correspondent Peter Ducci confronted the press secretary on Wednesday at a White House briefing, but she was mum. House Oversight says that they have bank records showing a Chinese company paying three Biden family members through a third party. What were they paid for? Look, I'm just going to respond to that from here. Look, we've heard from House Republicans for years and years and years now how the inaccuracies and lies when it comes to this issue. I don't know where to begin, even to answer a question like that. Oh, of course you don't. How do you cover up a lie when you don't know what's going on? Well, this one came across as a headline bulletin earlier today. An Illinois girl who was 9 years old when she was allegedly abducted by her non-custodial mother nearly 6 years ago has been found safe today in North Carolina. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children says that Kayla Ubahan was located after a felony warrant for kidnapping was issued for her mom, Heather, in July of 2017. I'm overjoyed that Kayla is home safe. I thank the city of Elgin, Illinois, for their work in this case, said her dad, Ryan. We ask for privacy now as we get to know each other again after 6 years. We are going to be navigating a new beginning. Boy, that would really be strange, wouldn't it? My wife and I are taking care of five grandchildren. Wonder what the reunification would be like with their mom and dad one day. From the Daily Deadly Report, a Texas mom shot and killed over the weekend after she was struck by a stray bullet from a nearby shootout. On Saturday afternoon, Anna Marino, a 39-year-old mom of three, out driving around Dallas, Texas with her daughter, Amy. Amy was set to attend her senior prom later that night, and she and mom went out to get her hair done and to pick up a dress for the big night. Around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the two were driving near a shopping center at the intersection of Bruton Road and Masters Drive in an area there of the city when suddenly men in two separate vehicles began shooting at one another. Amy later claimed she told her mom to keep going and flee the area safely, but mom made no response. She fell over on me. When I looked at her, I saw the blood. I knew what had happened. Reports indicate that Amy quickly exited the vehicle, begged for help. One man, his wife driving nearby, ran to see if they could help. I put my shirt around the wound. I lifted mom up to see if I could get a response out of her. Nothing. Isn't that awful? I mean, it's awful. Doom and gloom. Get a lot of it here on Hello World. You can't ignore it. Like a former CIA advisor warning of Biden's big blackout. The dark prediction, Calamity Joe sabotaged the Nord Stream pipeline, and it was suicide. In the next 75 days, will it be? Americans will face a fuel shortage, widespread blackouts. There'll be empty store shelves out there, maybe a $1,000 utility bill, drained retirement accounts, a new crime wave. Are you serious? Americans, you're going to suffer. That's the prediction. I sure am glad that I'm saved. How about you? Well, this makes a lot of sense. A California bill that would provide unemployment benefits to illegal immigrants is set for review this week as the Golden State braces for an influx of immigrants. As the Golden State braces for an influx of migrants following the Title 42's expiration, Senate Bill 227, or the Safety Net for All Workers Act, would provide laid-off illegal immigrants with $300 per week for up to 20 weeks with funds from state coffers. In March, the Los Angeles Board of Supervisors unanimously adopted a resolution supporting the statewide bill. We cannot take people's money, take people's taxes, take people's labor, and then deny them the very benefits and rights that they deserve, that they have earned. Sounds like some common sense there. Payroll taxes on illegal immigrants contribute $485 million a year to the state's unemployment insurance system. Stuff is just bizarre out there. Dateline Somerset, Kentucky. A Kentucky teacher has been suspended after allowing a student to dress up as a Ku Klux Klan member. Pulaski County school leaders confirmed that a Southern middle school teacher was suspended after a student dressed up Grand Wizard. Part of a history project, actually. Superintendent Patrick Richardson said he's extremely disappointed and embarrassed by all of this. I would like our school and community to realize that this does not represent the character of our students and staff at Southern Middle School or our district as a whole. Okay. Is he dangling a carrot out there? During his first term, Donald Trump ordered thousands of JFK files released, but kept thousands of others on hold amid concerns from the FBI and the CIA. And we seem to know where those people are coming from now, right? The document dump was prompted by a 1992 Kennedy Assassination Records Collection Act, which set 2017 as a deadline to release all classified material about the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. In 2018, Trump delayed the full release of the Kennedy documents until October of 2021 amid national security concerns, and fake President Joe Biden later postponed that until December of 2022, citing COVID. Well, Judge Andrew Napolitano indicated in a podcast that Trump noted concerns that the public shouldn't gain access to some of that content. Trump sidestepped a question about whether that was the case or not. But I guess if he is going to be elected, he said he's going to do it. Makes a pledge, I will release everything if elected president. Business news, finance stuff, credit card use, in trouble. $17 trillion debt level among all of us using credit cards. Wow. Delinquency at an all-time high, and it's just that they say we need to be wiser in our use of credit cards. In addition to causing lots of folks then to check theirs today, this new report out has some other takeaways. Auto loan delinquencies are higher than they were before the pandemic. Average monthly car payment now, $729 a month. Mortgage debt increased by $121 billion, reaching a $12 trillion balance, even though mortgage originations were way down, likely due to the Fed's rate increase extravaganza. Student debt saw a slight decrease in the rate of serious delinquency, which went down less than 1%. Debt balances almost $3 trillion higher than before the pandemic. Federal analysts see a bright spot. Many households are still more financially stable than they were before, thanks to the mortgage boom refinance of 2020-21, when rates were at their lowest ever. Do you have a credit card? Do you use it? When I got saved, I was $17,000 in credit card indebtedness. We decided no, so no credit cards today. Everyone is different. Vice Media has filed for bankruptcy. That company, which was valued nearly $6 billion in 2017, has filed for Chapter 11, plans to sell itself to a group of investors for $225 million. It's the latest in a string of digital media companies to stumble and fall. What else is happening? Elon Musk. Well, that name every day. He owns Twitter, of course, $40 billion later, but he still can't say whatever he wants on Twitter. A federal appeals court rejected his bid to overturn his settlement with the SEC, requiring a lawyer to review his Tesla-related tweets before he puts them out there. What's wrong with that picture? In other legal news, Musk was subpoenaed by the Virgin Islands as part of a Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking lawsuit. Something all the time, isn't it? Hey, do you hear about this? Two staffers attacked in the office of Representative Gary Connolly, a Virginia Democrat. Guy came in with a ball bat. Yeah, wielding a baseball bat. He injured two. One guy was on the job, a page, for the very first day. That'd be awful. Over in Turkey, their election is officially too close to call, though its president of 20 years was ahead in the voting. Not sure what all of that means. And oh, now here's the big story. The kids here, the grandkids, go gaga over chocolate milk. And they say it may now come off the menu when the USDA finalizes their new guidelines for school lunches. This, according to the Wall Street Journal. No more chocolate milk, eh? That might last a while, and then they'll make it the number one choice on the menu in the days ahead. That's how this whole system works, right? Of course you do. You've been around a while. Oh, there it is on video. A man from Hawaii counting his blessings after narrowly escaping a tiger shark that chomped onto his kayak instead of his body. Boy, jumped right up there. Don't know how I did that, but my foot actually pushes the shark off near its vulnerable eye. His response on YouTube today, thank you, Jesus, I guess. Well, okay, I don't know what to think about this one. Yesterday, Sports Illustrated, they're famous for their swimsuit edition, right? They announced that 81-year-old Martha Stewart, she's on the cover of this year's swimsuit edition, making her the oldest SI swimsuit cover model ever. Between this and hard-launching Pete Davidson's current relationship, Stewart's having quite a year. You know, some old people do weird stuff. From our Just Crazy Moves department, watched a video yesterday of a guy jumping out of a hot air balloon. Now, this thing was above the clouds. I don't know how many feet in the air it was. But anyway, he jumps out without a parachute. Meanwhile, those that have jumped out with parachutes are hanging out there in the air with the idea that they are going to catch him. I don't know if they did or not. My associate pastor in the Navy was in the submarine division. We'd spend months underwater. Just the thought of that gives me the heebie-jeebies. University of South Florida professor Joseph Dottori, goes by Deep Sea, Dr. Deep Sea, recently beat the world record of spending time underwater. 74 days, 30 feet down in the Key Largo Lagoon inside the Jules Undersea Lodge. And he's not going to surface anytime soon. He plans to spend 100 days there in his research. Now, despite describing this philosophy that it's better down there where it's wetter, the good doctor admitted he misses seeing the sunrise. He said he misses the sunrise, but he's still teaching lessons online. Who said that? And I really like this one. My most brilliant achievement was my ability to be able to persuade my wife to marry me. Winston Churchill. Couple of more things. Some of you made comment on Facebook about us getting after the snapping turtles. By the way, a turtle soup really good too. So appreciate you paying attention and giving me your thoughts. And we went mushroom hunting. It's the end of the season. Used to be on my mom's birthday, May the 4th. It was all over. So Sarah, my youngest daughter, Dad, let's go to the woods. So we headed out for a couple of hours. The dad found nothing. Jay Whiz, I taught all these kids how to mushroom hunt. They love it. I get Zippo, one of those things. And Sarah, what did she find? I don't want to talk about it. And continue to pray for, man, that's been 8-9 days now, this cold. I've muted this mic so many times the last few days, including today, just to get through a story. I've been taking all kinds of meds and still hanging in there. One of those things. Continue to pray for us, my friend. Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this. Just joined us. It's Hello World. News, information, and comment from a Christian perspective from this preacher in Indiana. Been at the same church 32 years sharing the word, and longer than that doing radio and television news. It's a thrill to be here. I so appreciate you joining us each day at this time. We're honored by your presence. Hey, join me on Facebook, North, South, East, and West, California to New York, up into Canada and down to Florida. People are a part of Facebook. Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. It is so good to hear from you. Your thoughts, your ideas, your, like some of the stuff I'd nonsense, right here on Facebook. Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. I really
love being with you each day at this time. Thank you so much for supporting Hello World and this Christian radio station. And those of you on the internet, thank you for listening to our podcast each day. It is just a blessing to have you. Could I ask you something today? What is the desire of your heart? Your heart. You know, only God knows the depth of the love that you have for him. He said of King David, I like this, he is a man after my own heart. You've heard that, Acts 13:22. You know, we know that David was a man of war. He lied. This man lied. He had a man murdered, and on at least one occasion, he committed adultery. We all know that story, Bathsheba. Now let me ask you, how could God love a man like this? Better yet, how could God allow this man to rule over the nation of Israel? The answer seems to be wrapped up in one key word that you and I desperately need today. Grace. G-R-A-C-E. Not ordinary grace, but God's grace, which is something you cannot earn on your personal merits. It's not going to happen, people. Despite his failures, David had a passionate love for God. He could not help but love the one who gave him life and offered forgiveness for his sins. Though he failed many times, the desire of his heart was to love and obey God. And it was this love that both propelled King David to greatness in this old world and allowed him to petition his heavenly Father when he was utterly undeserving. If we are ever, ever, ever able to abide with our heavenly Father the way David did, we got to first come to a place where we realize our complete helplessness before God. Everything you have can be gone today. You know, it was impossible for David to be good apart from the goodness and the love of Almighty God, and the same is true for you and me. We cannot live this Christian life independent of the grace of God. The name of our church in Fort Wayne, Indiana, is The Cross. And you know, when you enter the church building, wherever you worship, my friend, you come face to face with the reality of the cross, where God's passionate love for humanity was displayed. Talking about the cross now. It was here that Jesus died for our sins, and in doing so, erased all of our guilt and all of our shame. Amen? Jesus said, the one who comes to me, I will certainly not cast out. Is that you today? John 6:37. For all eternity, God's love and passion has been fixed on you. No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, God's love reaches out to you today. If you will accept him as your Savior, realizing that his atoning death paid the full debt for your sin, my friend. If you can do that, then you're going to truly be saved. The passionate love of God will fill your heart today, and you will receive the greatest gift of hope this world has ever known. His name is Jesus. He's not an answer. He's the answer.
You know what we need more of today? Christians, smiling. Put that positive look on your face. It's very important, I think. Some people say, oh, wow, I love the Lord. I go to such and such church. Come with me. Why? Come on, be happy. This is the day the Lord hath made. Whatever, rejoice and be glad in it, and laughter, it's a good medicine. Does good things for you. Yeah, I'm leading up to it.
So what happened? The rabbi and the priest get in a car crash. It's a bad one. Both are unhurt. After they crawl out of their cars, the rabbi sees the priest's collar. You're a priest. I'm a rabbi. Look at our cars. Nothing left, but we're unhurt. God must have meant that we should meet and be friends and live together the rest of our days. The priest says, I agree with you completely. Must be a sign of God. The rabbi continues, and look at this. Here's another miracle. My car completely demolished, and this bottle of wine didn't break. Surely God wants us to drink this wine and celebrate our good fortune. He hands the bottle to the priest. The priest agrees, takes a few swigs, and hands it back. The rabbi takes the bottle, puts the cap on it, hands it back to the priest. The priest says, aren't you having any of this? The rabbi replies, no, no, no. I think I'll just wait for the police. We're going to be friends forever.
For goodness sake, that's the way it is. Had my say for another day. It's a Tuesday, May 16, 2023. God bless. Have a good one.